year round, tens of thousands of pilgrims and tourists file through the doors of St. Peter's Basilica and the Vatican Museums for a glimpse of centuries of artistic masterworks. But how many of them know that just around to the left side of the basilica, there's a set of stairs that take you down to the very bowels of the earth, to the tomb of St. Peter himself? More and more people have discovered the Vatican scavi, or excavations, of an ancient Roman necropolis, an early Christian burial site beneath St. Peter's Basilica. It can only be seen by small groups of people by appointment. Though excavations have gone on under the basilica for decades, archaeologists probably aren't even close to revealing all the treasures lying beneath it. The latest work among the ancient Roman tombs is actually a labor of love to restore the 2nd century mausoleum of the Valeri to its former splendor. The mausoleum is one of the most beautifully decorated tombs beneath the floor of St. Peter's Basilica, but humidity and earlier restorations had left it in a precarious condition. A team of archaeologists, art historians, and restorers worked 10 long months on the restoration project funded by the Foundation for Music and Sacred Art, a nonprofit organization active in the restoration of precious works of church art and masterpieces. Lydia O'Kane spoke with the General Director of the Vatican Office responsible for St. Peter's Basilica, St. Peter's Fabric. Dr. Maria Cristina Carlo Stella told her a combination of modern technology and simply a passion for artistic beauty came together to make the work a success.
It was extremely important. We had, in this particular mausoleum, which is really a very unique example, perhaps in Roman funerary art, we had quite a series of ermae. These ermae that are like caryatids on the wall surface, many of them, quite a number of them, were falling apart. And why? Because of the humidity, because of materials that was applied in the 1950s, which was not durable, which was not suitable for that kind of restoration. So just the hermit itself really needed very badly restoration. The other thing is that the humidity level, we have placed a monitoring system to keep the humidity level balanced. The problem with that is sometimes in the past there were imbalances in the humidity level, and this created the growth of these microorganisms, these various types of microorganisms, fungi that actually were attached to the wall surface, and very slowly they just disintegrated it. So there were areas of the mausoleum where you really needed a lot of work. There were two major difficulties. One is to actually prepare that environment of the mausoleum, make it adaptable for the restoration. And that was quite difficult because, of course, it's not very spacious. So mechanically speaking, there were difficulties there. Technically speaking, meaning the methods of restoration, that was extremely difficult in certain areas where there were where cement had been applied on the wall surface way back in the 1950s. What happens with cement is that it hardens, and when it hardens into the wall surface, you begin the cracking between the surfaces. And so to get that out between the cracks was extremely difficult. And this is why in this occasion, a laser technique was applied, and the results were absolutely excellent.
So there was a lot of modern technology used for this purpose?
For this particular restoration, yes. There were very specific drills that are usually used for dentistry, and this kind of drill was applied for the restoration. And the second thing is a very specific type of laser that was applied. So thanks to these two technical mechanical instruments, the restoration was able to reveal these results.
How much of a labor of love was this particular restoration, and how happy are you with the result of it?
It was a great labor of love. I think that basically if you go through even the first comments of the very first archaeologists who started excavating this Vatican necropolis, they all commented, and I'm talking about Ferrua, I'm talking about Kirschbaum, I'm talking about Guarducci, they all commented how special this mausoleum was, not only for the stucco surfaces, but also for those fantastic, beautiful marble heads that were found that most probably were made of Greek marble, which was extraordinary fine. So all of them commented that this was really the key place, besides the tomb of St. Peter, but this mausoleum of the Valeri, as well as the mausoleum of the Iuli, are the two key places of the entire Vatican necropolis. So it had, we had waited for funds for many, many years to do this. When I came 5 years ago, I've been working in the Vatican for 20 years, but I started here as head of staff 5 years ago. That was the first thing that really was in my heart, to find enough money to actually complete a very good restoration that could also guarantee a sustainable development of the entire necropolis, but also of this particular environment. I really want the visitors who walk in the Vatican necropolis to absorb that beauty and to really understand the intrinsic value, the spiritual value. It is a very spiritual place. Art is a very spiritual thing. Art is, it's supposed to elevate your consciousness to something beyond, to something beyond. And so the Vatican necropolis is quite unique in that as well, because besides these really extraordinary, beautiful environments of these funerary chambers, all these funerary chambers lead to a very sacred place, the tomb of Peter.
Dr. Maria Cristina Carlo Stella is the General Director of the Vatican Office responsible for St. Peter's Basilica, St. Peter's Fabric.